This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Thursday. You look like you just checked out on me. What's wrong? Are you already out there?
No. I'm just looking at the outside.
Okay.
That's right. Well, are you teetering between hope and despair? Don't give up this week waiting on God. Keep hoping. Hope is everything. It brings you joy, and joy brings you God's strength and feelings of relief and contentment.
Thank God for that.
And even if it's a wrong decision you are suffering for now, we will suggest ways to understand God better in it and how to go easy on yourself through it.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
There's hope in all that.
That's right. And I'm going to read Psalms 42. It's not a very long psalm, but just listen to it and meditate on this. It's so beautiful.
So if you're walking or something, just chill with this for a little bit. This is really beautiful.
So this is Psalms 42. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God.
All right. Wow, that didn't take long.
I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Day and night I have only tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of great celebration. Why am I so discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Now I am deeply discouraged, but I will remember you. Even from distant Mount Hermon, the source of the Jordan, the land of the Mount Mizar, I hear the turmoil of the raging seas as your waves and surging tides sweep over me. But each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me. And through each night I sing his songs, praying to God who gives me life.
Yeah.
O God of my rock, I cry, why have you forgotten me? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Their taunts break my bones. They scoff, where is the God of yours? Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God.
Right.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, before we go on to the next passage, that, for those of you who are listening, that was David.
Yeah.
He was, excuse me, writing that Psalms when he was at the lowest of the lowest.
He was.
And we know there's people listening that are in that same place. You and I have certainly been there. But we don't want you to give up on waiting on God, okay? Keep hoping. Like we've already said, hope is everything. And hope brings you joy. And the next scripture is Nehemiah 8:10, which is, what, honey?
Yeah. And Nehemiah continued, go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks, and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
That's it. Because when you have joy, you're going to have strength, God's strength. Okay, and if you feel hopeless, you're not going to feel like doing anything. That zaps your strength, okay? But hope will bring you those feelings of relief and contentment.
That's
but
right.
if we don't have hope, what do we have?
Yeah.
Nothing, okay? And for me, in situations that I've been in the past, that pit down there at the bottom, at the very lowest, is scary.
Yes, it is.
It can be very, very scary. And for me, if I had not known the Lord, it would have been very difficult for me to climb my way out of it. But because I knew him, I knew that he was there. And you know what? Down there in that pit, that's where I really got to understand him. That pit is what stirred my hope up. Because I knew that in him, that was my only way out. And the beauty of it was I saw how God loved me. He had put people in my life during this time when I was going through a divorce to reinforce that God loved me. And you know how I knew at that time? Because he was showing himself through them. You know, when no one else seems to care and you, God's blessed you with people that he's working through, that gave me hope to know he sent them to me. And that just increased my hope. And they would speak life into me. And then I would get stronger because I was experiencing God's joy. Because the joy of the Lord was my strength. And still is.
That's right.
And some of you are listening and maybe you've given up on God because you just don't see him in all of this. Well, like we always say, it's an opportunity for you to get to know him again. Get to know the God who loves you. And not the God that you're tempted to blame him for. Because the enemy will do that, will have us turn on God and blame him for everything that's going wrong.
That's true.
You know, and he loves us. He really does. And he is there. But I had to also do my part and start reaching out. And for me, I was reaching out to the people that were reaching in. And you say, well, maybe I don't have anybody that's reaching in to help me. Well, if that's true, more the reason for you to turn to God. But but we got to do our part, and that is to reach out. If you're at that bottom of that pit, and your heart is truly broken and you're in despair, that's gonna get his attention because it's coming from your heart.
Right.
And when he moves in you like that, your faith increases. You're like, there's no way that I could have come out of that if God hadn't shown up, and he did. But we had reached the bottom of the pit. We had hit rock bottom, and nobody can make anybody do that. That's when you come to the end of yourself and say, I am sick and tired of my life. I'm sick of it. And when you finally reach down and you hit that rock, which is really the rock, then you can start working your way back up. But nobody can tell anybody you got to come to the end of yourself. That happens through your own suffering.
That's right.
Through your own trials. And that's how you begin to come out of it.
That's right.
What happened to me.
That's right. That's beautiful, honey. That's good, though. It's the way it is. You know, in our despair, you know, there are times, you know, we may say, well, God, you know, where are you? Yeah. You know, why aren't you helping me here? But you know what? God might be saying, where are you? Mm-hmm. Where's your faith? You know, where's your faith that I'm going to come through?
And why don't you ask me?
Yeah, just ask me. You may say, well, I have asked you.
Were you sincere?
You know? Yeah. I mean, did you pray to him in a way that's going to glorify his name? Mm-hmm. Or did you just want to get out of this despair? Yeah. Okay, so, you know, it's in our relationships, you know, God is the only one that can make us stronger, you know, when we're in despair. You know, we must learn, as the psalmist did, you know, as David said, to find strength by reading God's word and allowing him to restore our joy.
But people say, honey, I did all that. You know what? But here's the God that I know. The God that I know says to you, no, you were not completely ready. You're still there after you said that you cried out. He knows that you were not completely ready. Because if we were completely ready, it wouldn't be an issue anymore. But God knows that about us. And that's where getting to the end of our rope comes in. And you come out to the other side and you go, wow, I'm not resentful anymore. I'm not angry anymore. I don't have any more fear. And I asked God for all that. He took it from me. But I'm still over here, and I'm still feeling like I hate that person. And I asked God to remove that hate from me, but I still got it. Well, you know what? God knew you weren't ready.
Yeah.
You were ready for all these other things to be taken from you, but this one is still there. Yeah. And don't blame God.
Just do
business with God and say, man, God, I thought I was really ready. And you can't fool him because he knows what's in our hearts.
Yeah, that's true.
And he can change your heart to get that hate out, but we got to be ready to turn loose of it. And he will not take it from us, honey, until we are ready.
That's right.
Oh.
I know. You know, and listen how David said this. You know, listen to what David was doing. What did David say? He was in the pits of hell during this psalm. But what did he say? My hope is in God. He repeated, I will praise him again, even though he didn't feel like it at the time. So whether you're going through a prosperous time in your life, a time of despair when you're in the pits of hell, I will praise him again. We need to praise him in any situation that we're in.
And we know that's a difficult thing
it
to
is.
Do.
It is. It's hard.
But it is warfare against the enemy.
And we're not saying these things because, you know, just to say it. Okay, we've lived it. Oh. We're living it right now.
Yes.
You know, we're all going through things.
We are living it up.
Yeah.
But we're still living through certain things.
That's right. And so, you know, but we have to praise him. God, there has to be a reason here. There has to be a reason because I know you are with me. You are my rock and my fortress, and I have no doubt that you want the best for me.
Mm-hmm. And if you are, like the title says, tearing between hope and despair, all right, you know what? That's not a bad place to be, because on the other spiritual side of this, you are exactly where God wants you to be, and you have a decision. You know, there's a decision here.
Yeah.
If you're teetering between hope and despair, I chose, I'm not going to despair. I'm going to hope.
That's right.
I'm going to hope. I'm going to hope in him, the one I'm seeing work around my life. And I'm going to believe in that God this time, because I see him now.
That's right.
And I chose hope and not despair.
You know, let me, and myself and Trace encourage you here. If you're in the despair, or you may reach despair, you know, in the future. What did David do? He sang songs to God. He thought about God's steadfast love, and he prayed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And guess what happened? God reached down and got him out of that pit.
Right.
Because he did his part.
Yeah. And you say, I'm not willing. Pray for willingness.
That's right.
God will help you with your willingness, because, you know, I believe that we're praying God's will when we pray a prayer like that.
Yeah.
God, help me to become willing
yeah.
to hope in you. Okay?
That's right.
And he'll do that too. We always say for every promise in the Bible, there's a condition. And that condition is our part. What is our part?
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about here, our part in between hope and despair is asking. Asking
yeah.
for help out. Asking for help to be willing, asking for help to believe and to have hope. Okay?
Yeah. And, you know, it all comes from pride, you know. And like my lovely wife has been in production for years, in video and production, and I haven't, you know. And so she's trying to correct me on some things.
It's
you
like
know,
you correct
maybe
me when
I'm you know,
kicking
maybe,
in the kitchen.
Yeah, maybe I'm saying, you know too much, or I mean, or you're not emphasizing certain words and during scriptures. And, you know, I got a little, you know, hurt by it, you know what I mean? But you know what? I realized it's because of my pride. You know, I need to listen to her because she's been doing this for a long time. You know, I relate that to how God looks at us. I need to listen to him because he's been doing this for a long time, ever since the beginning of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't I listen to him?
Mm-hmm.
And why would I ever doubt him? Do you doubt him? Are you in despair maybe because that's why you're in despair? You know what? The first step to get out of this desperation that you're in, this despair, is to give your heart to him. You know what? I mean, Jesus Christ changed my life and Teresa's. And do we have feelings of despair sometimes? Sure. Because unfortunately, we're still in the flesh. But we're going to sing songs to him. We're going to praise him every day. And so if you've never given your heart to him, and maybe you said the words, and maybe you're thinking now, you know what, I never really gave my heart to him, and you've walked away. Well, here's your time right now to give your heart to Jesus and get out of this despair that you're in, and help have Him help you be all that He wants you to be. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day. And because of the cross, You say my sins are forgiven, and I'm asking You right now, please, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, I don't want to be in despair. I want to look to You for hope every single day. And just like it said in Psalms 42, just like the deer wants that water, I want You every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we just thank You for everyone who prayed that prayer, and we ask You to email us at info@livingitup.org with just let us know if you did, or any kind of comments you may have.
Mm-hmm.
And today's Thursday, and here in a couple of days, we would like for you to go to a church and pray about which church to attend, and ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program. Have someone walk with you during this new, exciting walk with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been good.
Yes.
We did a move of the Spirit in here.
It was.
The Holy Spirit. He's mm-hmm. awesome. Well, we're going to send you off on your day or your night, depending on where you are, and remind you that if you're teetering between hope and despair, choose hope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we're going to continue to pray for you. And until we talk to you tomorrow, which is Friday, keep living it up.
Well, beginning again.